Healthcare costs are a financial burden for local governments that they say gets bigger every year. The League of Municipalities says within a decade, health insurance for public employees will be even more expensive than salaries. League Director Dan Thompson says government can only do so much to cut costs. That's because people, not machines, do most of the work.
When somebody dials 911, we cannot respond by faxing you a fire truck. There are some things we can automate, but most of the work we do in our communities is hands-on stuff.
Local governments support health care reform that would give them more control over medical insurance during collective bargaining. That's one of several proposals Representative Terry McCormick has reintroduced to save government money and reduce taxpayer bills. The Republican from Appleton says it may also help protect the jobs of public employees.
We all understand, and unions understand, the horrific burden that health insurance costs has on not only their ability to see a pay increase in their paycheck, but also on the stability of their jobs in the short and long run.
But unions say they've already made salary and other concessions during bargaining to have good health care, and that local governments should not force workers into a plan they may not want. Bob Chabowski is executive director of AFSCME Council 40.
The real answer for us is some form of universal health care in this state, if not in this country. That's the solution.
However, it's not a solution lawmakers have acted on, despite several proposals to choose from. And while some of McCormick's ideas have been put in the governor's budget, Democrat Jim Doyle previously vetoed the proposal to give local governments more control over employee health care. Shimmy Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.